next two offerings from Baltimore's Center Stage are plays by the American playwright Amy Herzog. Our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick, has been to see the first one, and she's brought us this review.
The word revolution crops up three times in the play After the Revolution. Each time it refers to a much-anticipated political revolution. But another type of revolution reverberates throughout Amy Herzog's 2010 play, a revolution within a family. After the Revolution is one of two plays by Herzog inspired by her own radical left-wing family. Both it and 4,000 Miles have been produced across the country, but Center Stage is the first theater to produce them together, in repertory. Part one of the Herzog Festival, After the Revolution, is on stage now. Part two, 4,000 Miles, begins previews Wednesday. The semi-autobiographical Joseph family figures into both plays. The family's revered patriarch, Joe Joseph, was a member of the Communist Party. He was blacklisted during Senator McCarthy's witch hunts for the House Un-American Activities Committee in the 1950s. Joe's a hero to his widow, grown children, and especially to Emma, his granddaughter and the protagonist of After the Revolution. This red diaper grandchild heads a legal fund she named for her grandfather. The fund is dedicated to combating an unjust system that punishes, quote, vocal progressives, as she puts it. Emma is living out what she sees as her late grandfather's ideals. Then a long-buried fact surfaces about Grandpa Joe's political activities. It's part of a book that's about to be published. Emma's father, Ben, played by Ari Gross, and his brother, Leo, played by Mark Zeisler, realize the impact that this revelation could have on Emma and the fund to which she has dedicated her life.
But let's not dwell on that, and we need to be making a plan.
You know, actually, I would like to dwell on it for a minute. It's Dad. It's Dad's name.
And Emma has been invoking Dad's name publicly for the last 4 years. There's going to be some consequences. I don't think you understand
the depth of what's going on. I understand it's going to kill her. I understand very well.
But they don't realize the rift this information will cause between Emma and her father. Herzog's writing and the intense portrayals of Ari Gross and Ashton Hyle as father and daughter demonstrate how similar these two are. Both are given to speechifying, both are passionate about politics and Joe Joseph's legacy, and both are unwilling to back down. When Emma stops speaking to her father, Gross movingly conveys Ben's sadness, tinged with anger, particularly in the messages he leaves on Emma's voicemail. Emma appears to be the only family member who was unaware of what she sees as a serious stain on her grandfather's history. Her step-grandmother, Vera, played by a stern Lois Markle, is distressed about the book that's coming out, but she hates the messenger, not the message.
And I hoped we could talk about Grandpa Joe.
Sure. We can talk about Joe.
I'm not sure how much my dad told you.
He told me about that filthy book. I know all about it. It's the first time in a year and a half that I'm glad Joe is gone. So he didn't need to see that. It's disgusting. It's just disgusting, Emma.
Judging from her vehemence, Grandma Vera can be as headstrong as Emma. Director Lila Neugebauer makes most of the familial connections credible and strong. Though the depictions of Emma's uncle and sister seem out of sync, almost disengaged. And while Ashton Hyle captures Emma's fervor, she can't do much with a script that barely allows her character to budge, much less grow. Designer Daniel Zimmerman's set also presents difficulties. The set is a wide living room that does multiple duty as Grandma Vera's apartment, Emma's parents' home, Emma's apartment, her sister's apartment, her uncle's house, and a restaurant. Zimmerman may have intended his unchanging design to remind us that this is one family unit, but in practice, the set often leaves us wondering where we are. Amy Herzog is an award-winning playwright who has been absent from Baltimore's theaters until now. As the local introduction to her work, After the Revolution places Herzog firmly in the midst of a growing trend of American political playwrights. Center Stage's production isn't quite satisfying or unsettling, more the response I suspect the playwright intended. But the Josephs are a smart, challenging, and vexing bunch, and I look forward to spending more time with members of this spiky clan in 4,000 Miles.
Amy Herzog's After the Revolution is at Center Stage in Baltimore until May 17th. The next play in the Amy Herzog Festival is called 4,000 Miles. It goes into previews Wednesday night. We've got details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick reviews plays for us every Monday morning here on Maryland Morning. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much to everybody who has made a pledge in our spring membership campaign. We've got just two more days to go to ask you to support programs like Maryland Morning. Contributors like J. Wynn Russick, seasoned journalists like Sheila Cast, and the local news and information you get every day from Nathan Sterner. And speaking of Nathan Sterner, let's face it, most of us do find ourselves speaking of Nathan Sterner at least once a day. Here, completely by coincidence, is the one and only Mr. Nathan Sterner.